讲到防疫的事情呢，在很多年前，也没有先知还活着的时候，来到我们的这个团队里面。
Speaking of translation, many years ago, while Pastor Emil was still alive, he prophesied that our church will be. 要讲完吗？
他说：“你们的教会呢，不会成为一个国语的教会。”
So he said that our church will not staying as a Mandarin speaking church.
他说：“人呢，英文的人会来，其他民族的人也会来。”
So he says, English speaking or other nations, people are going to come.
而且他说你要做好准备，人来人往。
And he also said we have to be prepared. People will come and people will go.
那先知有时候发的很多预言呢，让做牧师的其实是心里很不安。
So a lot of times when prophets speaking of prophecies that makes pastors unease.
所以我非常理解，好多的教会不接受先知。
So I understand a lot of church will not receive prophecies.
那我为什么接受先知呢？我知道，是我需要。神更清楚的印证，因为神的旨意是最美好的。
Amen.
The way I wanted to receive prophecies that I know God has a better way.
那所以呢，就是说我们心底是要开放的啊。神要怎么做，他的做法是我们最好的，我们也是最蒙福的。
So we have to open our hearts. So whatever God has His way, His ways are better than our ways, and He's more powerful than us.
所以神的道路呢，高过我们的道路；神的意念高过我们的意念。
So his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
但是圣经上讲呢，他的意念是赐平安的意念，不是见灾祸的意念。
But the Bible says that his thoughts for us are thought of prosperity and peace, not to harm us.
但是有时候呢，我们觉得他在见灾祸。
However, a lot of times we thought that he actually, bring harm to us.
我还是要举这个经典的例子来鼓励大家。
So I want to give this classic example.
在上个世纪初呢，英国的差会才派到这个中国，但是就是应该是上上个世纪，是八国联军的前夕。
So centuries ago, that missionaries from England were sent to China.
那就这个传道人呢，他叫Burns， 是一个非常有名的一个领袖。
So this missionary, his name is Burns, and he's a very famous missionary.
但是呢，在这个突然就被抓起来，在广州给关到监狱里面去。
So for some reason, he was caught and he was put into jail.
那他们英国的差会，好多国家的差会都不明白，这样一个爱主敬虔的一个传道人，为什么就把他就给关起来
？So a lot of people in England and the church did not understand why a person who loves God so much has been caught and put into jail.
但是呢，当他关进监狱的那段时间，就是义和团开始在广州，这个活动最厉害的时候。
However, while he was in jail, 义和 organization was like, killing people.
他们呢，就是在广州的街上见洋人就杀。
So while they were in the streets in Guangzhou, they will kill.
男女老少都杀。
They will kill whoever is white.
因为这个洋人呢，跟鸦片战、肃清鸦片啊这些八国联军都有关系，所以呢，这是一种民族的情结。
So because white people were selling opium drugs, so there's a lot of things that they just.
那不管我们不去评论这个历史上的起义啊这些政治的事情，但是呢，这个传道人在监狱里面就得以保守。
So we don't want to talk more details in the political situation, but however, while this missionary was in jail, he got the protection.
所以呢，就是这就是神的办法，神要保护他，哪里最安全？大使馆都不安全。
So that was God's way to protect this person. So even the embassy will not be able to protect him.
但这不是说你到监狱的时候呢就很高兴。
It doesn't mean that you will be happy if you are put to jail.
看是为什么进监狱。
It depends on what situation you put into jail.
所以呢，我们今天呢，就是说知道神的方法是最好的。
So today we want to know that the God's way are better than our ways, are the best.
那我觉得今天呢，我们再次的回到我们信仰的一些很根基的东西。
Once again, we want to return to the basic foundation of faith.
再次的要知道神的方法是最好的。
Once again, we need to know God has a better way, the best way for us.
神的道路是最好。
And His ways are the best.
我们作为基督徒呢，我们认为我们是信主的，我们也认为我们是爱主的，我们认为我们在明白圣经。但是呢，其实好多时候需要很多很多的操练。
So as a Christian, we thought that we are loving God. We thought we know the truth. However, a lot of times we need to have, you know, the light from.
好多时候的操练不是要让我们更多的知识，而是要把我们变得很简单。
So we need more practice in order to make us more simple.
你知道，简单就像人际关系里面那种简单。你发现，不光你是多么有学识的人。人际关系要好，家庭要好呢，是人要简单的去爱。
So for example, in our relationship, we need to be simple. Simple enough to love others in simple ways.
简单的去信。
So believe, trust other people like in a simple way.
那所以就是说，其实好多的对我们进入婚姻呢，他要经历这样一个返璞归真的一个过程。
So as you enter into a marriage, you need to somehow return to the root, you know, to whatever you were before.
It's simpler.
Simpler.
那今天你看看这个婚姻啊、家庭啊，好多的问题都出在人对待这个关系呢，太复杂。
So a lot of problems that arise in a marriage, in a family, usually because the people complicated.Their relationship.
这不是说我们的头脑应该简单，而是说呢，我们的头脑在该复杂的时候要复杂，该简单的时候要简单。
We are not saying that you should, you know, have a very simple mind, but we're saying that in a simple terms, we have to be simple. However, in some situation, you can be more, you know, advanced in your thinking.
那所以呢，神的道呢，好多时候是让我们从一个很多复杂的想法里面回到最简单的关系。
So、
这个关系简单的一个程度比人和人的关系还要简单。
So God's way is to return us to a simple form, much more simpler than whatever we thought that our relationship should be.
是，所以就是说，我们跟神的关系怎么样从神那里去得到他的爱，得到他的能力，得到他的祝福，其实是非常简单。
So in to gain our love from God, our wisdom from God is actually quite simple.
但是呢，很多时候我们把它搞得很复杂。
But a lot of times we, you know, make things very complicated.
很多时候牧师又把它搞得更复杂。
And sometimes the pastors will make things even more complicated.
我觉得神在这几年对我的一个广教就是不断的，我觉得很有福，就是说你要简单。
So over the years, I felt very blessed. Lord has been teaching me to be simpler.
那我感谢神，因着这样呢，我的婚姻、家庭、教导儿女都蒙福。
So because of that, my family, my marriage, and my children have been blessed.
因着这样呢，我觉得教会也蒙福。
And also because of this, we felt that God has blessed our church.
那我记得那时候讲到这个简单复杂，在刚去读神学的时候，选了一门课就是婚姻辅导。
So back in the days when I was in theological school, I picked a subject, which is for marriage counseling.
这个老师呢就说，你们在婚姻里面呢，男的绝对不要问，女的讲都是不要问这个 why.
So the teacher said, in a marriage, husband should never ask wife.
因为太太呢要讲很多的话，说很多的，你就不要问 why.
Because why, as a wife, you like to talk a lot of things, but don't ask why.
我呢一辈子就是搞科研啊，做这些，就是问 why.
So all of my life, I have been into science and, you know, like studies and stuff. So all, I always ask the question why.
老师刚讲完这句话，我就说 why.
after the teacher said that, I asked him why.
他眼睛看我的眼神就说。
哦、
这个人问题很大。
So he looked at me and said, "Oh, this person has, you know, a lot of problems."
是的，所以我要经历很多主的这个修剪。
So that is true, and I need to get a lot of pruning from our Lord.
感谢主，我们回到这个神的话语。
Once again, we want to return to the word.
我们今天呢，来读这个《使徒行传》第十章整章。
So today we're gonna read Book of Acts chapter 10, the whole chapter.
我们从这个故事里面呢，我们来看神怎么样来，对待他的儿女，对待信主不信的人。
So we want to see how the Lord treat his people, those who believe and those who doesn't believe, you know, like how he treats us.
好的，有中文的呢，你就中文、英文都可以跟着来读。
So if you, yeah, so if you either you read in English or in Chinese.
对 ，Alice 的可能在上面，嗯。有人就是要放映，还是要放映，他们很想上了。哈利路亚，我们中间有几位呢，都是特别讲英文的几位，经历很多的事情挑战，所以为他们祷告。
So some of the English speaking congregation here, they are experiencing a lot of traumas in their life, so we need to continue to pray for them.
那我们读第十章，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是意大利的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，常常祷告神。有一天，约在牲畜，他在异象中明明看见神的一个使者进去，到他那里说：“哥尼流。”哥尼流定睛看他，惊怕说：“主啊，什么事呢？”天使说：“你的祷告和你的周济达到神面前，已蒙纪念了。现在你的打发人往约伯去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个峭壁间。”西蒙的家里房子在海边上，向他说话的天使去后，哥尼流叫了两个家人和常伺候他的一个虔诚兵来，把这事都述说给他们听，就打发他们往约帕去。第二天他们行路将近那城，彼得约在五正上房顶去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人种预备饭的时候，彼得洪游县外，看见天开了，有一物降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，坠在地上，里面有地上各样四足的走兽和空虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的，放酥物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第二次有声音向他说：“生所洁净的，你不可当作酥。”这样一连三次，那我随即收回天上去了。彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知所看见的异象是什么意思。哥尼流所差来的人一进房，问到西门的家，站在门外喊着问：“有称呼彼得的西门住在这里没有？”彼得很思想那异象的时候，圣灵向他说：“有三个人来找你，起来下去和他们同往，不要疑惑，因为是我猜他们来的。”于是彼得下去见那些人，说：“我就是你们所找的人，你们来是为什么缘故呢？”他们说：“百夫长哥尼流是个义人，敬畏神，被犹太同国所称赞。他们一位圣天使指示，叫他请你到他家里去听你的话。”彼得就请他们进去住了一宿。次日起身和他们同去，还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。又次日，他们进入该撒利亚，哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们。彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎接他，夫妇在他脚前拜他。彼得却拉他说：“你起来，我也是人。”彼得和他说话进去，见有好些人在那里聚集，就对他们说：“你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往，本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的，所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问，你们叫我来有什么意思呢？”哥尼流说：“前四天这个时候，我在家中守着牲畜的祷告，忽然有一个人穿着光明的衣裳站在我面前，说：‘哥尼流，你的祷告已蒙垂听，你的周济打到神面前已蒙纪念了。你当打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来，他住在海边一个峭壁间西门的家里。所以我立时打发人去请你来了，很好。现今我们都在神面前，要听主所吩咐你的一切话。”彼得就开口说：“我真看出神是不偏待人，原来各国中那敬畏主心意的人都为主所悦纳。神借着耶稣基督，他是万有的主，创和平的福音，将这道赐给以色列人。这话在约翰宣传洗礼以后，从加利利起传遍了犹太。神怎样以圣灵和能力膏拿撒勒人耶稣，这都是你们知道的。他周流四方，行善事，以好防被魔鬼压制的人，因为神与他同在。他在犹太人之地 并耶路撒冷说信的一切事，由我们做见证。他们竟把他挂在木头上杀了。第三日，神叫他复活，显现出来，不是显给众人看，也是显给神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看，就是我们这些在他死后，在他从死里复活以后和他同吃同喝的人。他吩咐我们传道给众人，证明他是神所立定的要做审判活人死人的主。众先知也为他做见证，说凡信他的人并他的名得蒙赦罪。彼得皇说这话的时候，圣灵建在一切听到的人身上。那些奉隔离和彼得通来的信徒，见圣灵的恩赐也交在外邦人身上，就都稀奇，因听见他们说方言，称赞圣伟大。于是彼得说，这些人既受了圣灵与我们一样，谁能禁止用水给他们施洗？就吩咐奉耶稣基督的名给他们施洗。他们又请彼得住了几天。那这里面是一整个的一个故事，就是彼得呢被请去到这个外邦人意大利伯父长的家里面呢，就是给他们讲到他们就被圣灵充满就受洗这样一个故事。
So this is a story when Peter was being invited by a centurion in Italy. So he was invited, he went to his household and then preached the good news, and then they all become saved.
那大家从头到尾呢，你看到有好多很神奇的事情在发生。
So you will see that from the beginning to the end, there are many, you know, like mysterious things that happened.
你觉得这些神奇的事情在今天是不是也在发生？
So do you
see
the same things also happen nowadays?
你要相信。
You have to believe.
相信就发生。
If you believe, you will come, shall come to pass.
那在我的身上也发生过很多类似的事情，以后有机会，我以前也讲过，以后有机会再讲。
So it happened to me as well. I have shared that before, but you know, in the future, I'm gonna to share as well.
那今天的重点呢，是在什么地方呢？
So what is our focus today?
那重点你发现呢，就是说，神当时呢教导彼得一件非常重要的事情，要改换他的观念。
So God was teaching Peter something that, you know, totally changed his mindset.
因为彼得作为一个犹太人呢，他一直，这几十年的教导呢，就是他不能跟外邦人一起吃饭，外邦人是不接近的。我们犹太人是神的选民。
So as a Jew, all Peter's life he has been taught not to associate with the Gentiles because they are, you know, like unclean.
甚至在这个时候，耶稣复活以后，差派他去传福音的时候，传福音的时候呢，他其实很有这样一个观念和心态在他的里面。
So even after Jesus' resurrection, he still holds that kind of mindset in him.
很清楚的，就是说他其实是不想到外邦人那边去跟他们同在同吃。
So obviously he was not.You know, willing to go to into the Gentiles, you know, to you know eat and drink with them.
Yeah.
那这就是我们好多基督徒也有这样的观念。
And as Christians, a lot of us are having this very similar, you know, like ideas.
是不是好多时候我们看那个人不太接近，街上那个人不太接近，不能跟他在一起。
不能吃喝。So sometimes we see people on the street and we say, no, I'm not going to associate with those people.
甚至我们信主时间长一段，哦呦，那个不信主的朋友。去他家吗？
Even after sometimes we become a Christian, we will say, "Oh, should I go to visit that friend? You know, in their house? You know,
who's a non-believer?
Who's a non-believer? Yeah."
但是这里神清楚的讲呢，就是这个异象里面呢，让彼得要知道，就说神已经接近了外邦人。
So God, through the vision that he received, God already told him that God has also cleansed the Gentiles.
通过这样一个意象呢，是关于吃不洁净食物的这样一个意象。
Through a vision that, you know, like eating the unclean animals, insects.
那这个意象对于彼得来说呢，就是说，有点像上帝呢告诉回教徒，你一定要吃猪肉，就这么简单。
So it's very similar as if God is speaking to the Muslims that you have to eat pork.
他会很受不了。
they will, you know, they will unable to, you know, like receive this kind of.
因为犹太人呢也是这样，不洁净的食物，空虫啊、蛇呀、啊、猪肉也是不吃的。
So, same as the Hebrews, they do not eat, insects. They do not eat pork, and what else? The snake, yeah.
就是很多叫做不洁净的食物。
So unclean.
所以这个犹太人呢，他们为了遵守律法呢，他们是要很保守自己这样一个清洁和干净。
So in order to obey all the laws, you know, they have to, you know, prevent themselves.
那这个异象呢，恰恰就是让他非常的震撼。
So this vision really shook him.
那作为一个犹太人，你非要让他吃不洁净的食物。
So as a Jew, he has to eat, you know, those things that are unclean.
就像一个穆斯林人，你非要让他吃猪肉。
Just like you force a Muslim to eat pork.
那当然，神最主要的这个意象的意思，并不是关于吃喝的问题。
So the main purpose of the vision is not about food.
但是也是关于吃喝的问题。
But also it's about food.
为什么？因为这个意象下来的，彼得看到的首先是关于吃什么食物。
Because when he first received the vision, it's about, you know, food that they supposed to eat.
那神就用这个意象要震撼彼得的一个观念。
So God is using the vision to shook the mindset of the Peter. I mean, yeah, Peter.
就是你跟随耶稣这么多年，
so、
要知道耶稣被钉死、复活升天，就是要洁净所有的人。
So you have been following Jesus for all these years. The reason why for his crucifixion on the cross is to cleanse all people.
但是彼得呢，那个时候啊，虽然神迹随着他，但是呢，他还是不明白。
So even though signs and miracles are following Peter, still he did not understand.
所以呢，我们好多时候不明白，没有信心呢，也不怪，因为彼得也不明白。
So that's why a lot of times, if you do not understand, do not blame on yourself. Even Peter didn't understand as well.
所以你看，我们比使徒要强。
So we are better than the apostles.
彼得都不明白，对，彼得是耶稣的大门徒，第一个大弟子，对不对
？So even Peter, the first apostle, Jesus didn't understand.
所以呢，我们都蛮有盼望。
So all of us have hope.
这就是神，我们每一个人在信仰的过程里面，它是一个历程。
So all our spiritual faith has a journey.
人变简单是一个非常长的一个历程。
But however, for a person to return to a simpler form is a long journey.
变复杂是一个比较快的过程。
It's actually much quicker if you become complicated.
变简单是一个比较难的过程。
But takes much longer time.
神就是要让它变简单，我已经洁净了。
God is telling him that I have already cleansed everything.
那因为他送他的儿子来，圣经里面讲得很清楚，他说呢要背负世人的罪孽，他已经背负了，担当了。
So God said that He has already bear our sins.
我们如果看这个约翰福音，约翰福音的第一章二十九节呢。
We turn to Book of John, chapter 1, verse 9.
当时施洗的约翰呢，就指着耶稣给他的门徒说：“看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
怎么不一样的？二十九。Okay, so 29 is not 9, so 29. So, Baptist John was pointing at Jesus, saying that, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
或者说呢，背负世人罪孽的。
Or you can say it's someone who, you know, bear the sins on his shoulder.
神的羔羊。
So it's the Lamb of God.
那神的羔羊，犹太人就知道，就是说那是他的血呢，要除尽我们的罪。犹太人都知道这个。
So as Jewish, they will know that the blood of the Lamb will cleanse all the sins.
在耶稣在十字架上的时候呢，我们再看看这个约翰福音第十九章三十节。
So you can also turn to.Book of John, chapter 19,
30.
So before he took the last breath, he said, it is finished.
就什么都做成了。
So he has finished all.
在有些这个牧者神学在仔细研究这个耶稣来到世上所做的一切的时候呢，就是他的生活在十字架上或者在生活里面所有的一切。完成了律法对人的要求。
So if you look at the life of Jesus, you will see that he has accomplished whatever according to the law.
对人的要求。
And also whatever you know the constraint, no, the
requirement
from human, from man.
对罪人的要求，一个罪人他如果犯罪，他应该怎么献祭？这个要求耶稣完全的都合格。
So if a person commits a sin, he has to offer a sacrifice. So Jesus has already fulfilled all the requirements.
那什么样的羔羊要献上？怎么献？耶稣完全符合那个羔羊的标准。
So what kind of lamb to be chosen to be sacrificed? Jesus has, you know, like fulfilled all the requirements as a, you know, like sacrificial lamb.
而且什么样的祭司可以献？那祭司要做什么？他也是祭司，他也完全符合了这个祭司的标准。
And also, a priest has to sacrifice the lamb, and there are certain requirements for the priests as well. So Jesus also fulfills the requirement as a priest.
而且应验了先知所发的所有的预言。
And he also
关于弥赛亚的预言。
He also, you know, like fulfill all the prophecies according to the prophets about the coming Messiah.
所以耶稣来就是。成全了律法，某种意义上也是终结了律法。
So the coming of Jesus has made the law complete, and also he has made the end to the all the laws.
所以他是律法的启示者，也是终结者。
So he's the beginning and the finisher of the law.
因为没有人能够按照自己的能力可以来完成律法的要求。
Because no man by his own power can fulfill all the requirements of the law.
所以神呢是因着对人爱的这样一个心肠，就是这个天父呢他自己来付上这一个代价，来完全的来完成这样一个要求。
So because the love of God for us, that He comes personally to, you know, bear all the sins to, you know, complete the law for us.
所以我们要做的就是要信。
So all we have to do is to believe.
但是这个因为这个信太简单了。
But it is too easy, too simple to believe.
所以好多人呢，骗不过来，脑子里想不过来。
Because of the simplicity of this, a lot of people cannot turn their minds around.
所以呢，圣经上讲呢，就是说我们好多这个智慧的人呢，仿成了愚蠢。
So that's why the Bible say a lot of wise people became stupid.
因为神都做成了，就是说你根本等你先做也做不成，你自己要登天你登不了。
So because God has already accomplished everything, so you by yourself cannot do anything.
你拼命苦修啊，苦练啊，没有用。
So even if you, you know, train yourself harder, still it's no use.
那有一个传道人讲得好，你用你黑色的手擦你黑色的心，越擦越黑。
So once there's a person was saying that use your, you know, dirty hand to rub your heart, the more you rub the
dirty heart.
Dirty heart, so it gets more dirtier.
但是神呢就很爱我们，就是他做成了。
But God loves us because he has already done it.
什么底线都没了，就是我什么都做完了，那就信就可以了，就是你的了。
So even the basic boundaries have been broken, so you only have to believe he has done it all.
因为我们呢，我们不喜欢人家做事情没底线，我们受不了，总得有个底线吧。
Because we cannot accept, you know, like things without boundaries, so you at least have some kind of boundary for me, right?
所以呢，就是神做事太彻底了，我们这个过去接受的东西呢，一定要变简单。
So because God has did things, you know, like completely for us, so we have to, you know, turn our mindset to a more simpler form.
所以这简单到一个程度，就是我已经洁净了。这些外邦人，你没给他传福音，我已经洁净了。
So he has already done it. So that's how simple it is. Before they believe, I have already cleansed them.
大家，我觉得在座好多人都骗不过来。那个人还没信主，他洁净了吗
？So I believe a lot of people cannot turn your minds around. Those the people who did not believe.
这圣经上这里讲的呢，他说他已经洁净了。
But this is what God has spoken. God, He has been. I mean, He is clean, cleansed.
刚才我们几段经文都是神说，我已经担当了。
So, many verses we read before, God has already borne it all.
我们要做的呢，是去要告诉他。
So what we have to do is simply to go and tell them.
你的罪已经被担当了。
Your sins has been forgiven.
你已经被赦免了。
You have been forgiven.
你知道我们不告诉一个囚犯的时候啊，他认为他还是囚犯。
If we do not tell,
即使已经大赦的令都签了，对不对？最后呢，他没人告诉他。
If we do not tell the prisoner that he's free, he will still be bound because even though you know the officials have signed the papers, he will not be able to know if you don't tell them.
我们要做的就是要告诉他赦了。
So we all we have to do is to tell the prisoner that you have been set free.
但是我们和彼得呢，有时候有点像那个约拿。这个人十恶不赦，我不能告诉他。
But a lot of times that we are very similar to Peter, we were like, you know, Jonah, that we don't want to, you know,
to tell him.
To tell the,
the good news.
The good news, yeah.
或者说呢，我们要告诉他这个好消息呢，就是等他改变了以后才赦免。
Or else we will tell them that only if you are, you know, rechanged, then you will be saved.
神说的已经赦了。
But God said it has been done. It's already been forgiven.
那因为这样一个信息，彼得呢，就是神知道彼得接受起来比较困难，所以用各种神迹奇事来印证给他，异象啊，还有另一个人看到异象，还有他周围的人看到异象，格列流看到异象，来印证你赶紧去。
So because God knows, Peter was, you know, very difficult-minded, so that he show him the vision and also other people's vision, the vision from Cornelius, in order to, you know, prove to him that he has already done it all.
那他一起讲道的时候，一开口讲道呢，那些人就被圣灵充满了。
So when he went to the household of Cornelius, as soon as he started to speak, Holy Spirit came.
开始讲方言，称赞圣伟大。
So they're speaking in tongues and, you know, worshiping God.
弟兄姐妹，你知道圣灵充满是什么概念吗？
The brothers and sisters, do you know what's the how does it feel when Holy Spirit fills you up?
我们现在好多时候小看这件事情。
A lot of times we will look down on this kind of things.
圣灵是上帝的灵。
So Holy Spirit is a spirit from God.
上帝的灵充满一个人是什么概念？
So imagine, the Spirit of God fills a person.
第一点就是上帝和人中间的阻隔已经没了。
First is that the boundaries from between man and God has been broken.
因为在旧约里面呢，就是人当罪人，上帝是不跟罪人同住的。
So in the Old Testament, God will not dwell with the sinful people.
从亚当以来，人犯罪以后呢，人的命运就是死亡和地狱。
So since the fall of Adam, that our destiny is death.
地狱。
And hell.
那只有在神跟神连接的时候，才有生命。神是生命的源头。
Only if we connect with God, then we can have the true life, because God is the root.
你不能跟神相见，你不能和他同住，你就没生命，很简单。
If you cannot meet God, if you can do not have Him in His presence, you will not live.
那所以呢，就是圣灵充满这件事情，就是对彼得来说是一件非常惊奇的事情。外邦人，你看。怎么搞的？他们不洁净，怎么我一讲还没有受洗就充满了
？So those people who've been filled with the Holy Spirit is a something shocked Peter because he was questioning why I haven't even spoken yet, and yet they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，就是圣灵住在我们的里面，这件事情是一个，就说是叫什么破天荒的事情。或者说是一个最伟大的事情，在世界上来说，对人类来说是最伟大的事情。
So the Holy Spirit lives in us is something so amazing. So one of the most greatest thing that can ever happen to help mankind.
那这证明了你的罪完全赦免。第一个
，It proves that all your sins have been forgiven.
就说神不计较你了，过去的事情不计较，他现在就和你同在了。
So He will not take account of the things that you did in the past. Right now He's with you.
那过去圣洁的神永远不跟罪人同住。
So in the past, the Holy God will never dwell with the sinful people.
啊，旧约里面看到好多这个罪人摸了神的约柜呢，当场就死亡。
So in the Old Testament, you will see when a sinful man touched the tabernacle, no, the ark of the God, ark of God, the yeah, will die.
所以现在呢，神的灵住在里面。
So right now, the Holy Spirit lives in us.
是因着耶稣基督就把事情都做成了。
It is because of the Jesus Christ, everything has been done.
就神看我们的时候，神祝我们的是通过耶稣。
So when God sees us, He sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ.
因为我们信耶稣，他就是耶稣是为什么叫中保，就是中间人。神正也看的是通过耶稣的血在看我们，都是接近的。
So why God, 什么
？Look at us through Jesus' blood.
中保是什么？
中保在 medium.
A medium also because God look at us through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ as a medium, so He sees us as you know cleansed.
所以名次主，虽然我们自己有可能觉得我们还是罪人，别人看我们也是罪人，但是呢，因着我们的信呢，神看我们不是罪人。
So even though we look at us as if we are sinners, and also other people think of us as sinners, but however, God look at us through the blood of Jesus that we are set free.
那这一点上面呢，就是好多人我们常常说我们是一个蒙恩的罪人，不错。
So a lot of people will say that we are a blessed, merciful. I mean, blessed sinners.
但是呢，圣经上对基督徒来讲呢，更多的讲的是什么呢？是披戴了基督的衣，你是义人。
So, but in the Bible, more often we will say we are clothed with the righteousness of our God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. So we are righteous.
所以就是我们要相信我们是一个义人。
So we have to believe that we are righteous.
那这是从神的方面已经做成了。
So from God's perspective, it has been done.
从人的方面呢，你就发现这个哥利流一家呢是什么样的一个状况。从人的方面，人要做一些事情。
So from man's perspective, you will see that we need to do something. You can look through the story of Colinius.
就是他要有一个心要去接受他。
He has to have a heart to receive.
这个人有什么这个格利流有什么特质呢？圣经上讲他敬畏神。
So what's the characteristic of Colinius? In the Bible says that he fears God.
祷告神。
He prays.
那所以呢，就是说，这个当人有敬畏之心的时候呢，愿意寻求神的时候呢，神就会把这样的恩典会来赐给他。
So if you fear God and you're willing to seek His ways, that God will reveal Him to you.
在人的方面是有他的一个条件的。
So in a human's perspective, there are some, you know,
人的条件就是说，他这个人是愿意寻求神，愿意敬畏神的。
So you have to be, you know, willing to seek God.
他的那些家人和亲朋密友呢，是什么条件呢？也为什么被圣灵充满了呢
？And what about his family, his friends? Under what condition they are also been filled with the Holy Spirit?
那很简单，就是他们因着对这个老前辈的信任呢，他们也信。
Simply because they believe in this old person, old man.
Yeah. 你知道，好多时候因着我们的信心，我们对一个人的信心呢，我们也信他信的神。是不是
So sometimes we will through a person's faith, we will also believe the God that he believes.
那因着这样一种简单的信心呢，他们很快就被圣灵充满了。
Because of their simple faith, they have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
人的方面就是说一个简单的一个愿意的敬畏和信心摆上，简单的信心摆上。
So from a man's perspective, we need to have a very simple, faith to believe.
那有些人这种单纯的信心呢，让人震撼。也是特别的蒙福。
And some people have a very simple faith. It's actually kind of shocking for others.
我也讲过，我太太第一次进教会呢，第一个小时就信了，从此就蒙福。
So I shared before that my wife, when she went to the church for just an hour, she already became a Christian, and ever since then she has been blessed.
我呢，就是进教会以后，进进出出两年，跟牧师去争论，跟所有的弟兄争论，看了很多的书。我真的一个长老说，你把我们教会图书馆的书都看完了，他不信。
So for me, I have been in and out of church for about 2 years, and I've been arguing with all the elders in the church. I've been reading all kind of books, and one of the elders told me that you have read all our books in the library.
那我有一次呢，被一个人简单的信心震撼。
So one time I was shocked by a person's simple faith.
真的蒙福。
And he was blessed.
那我呢就回老家，有一次信主以后回老家呢，我就想到我小时候生长的那个地方去看看。
So after I became a believer, I went to my hometown to see, you know, the place that where I grew up.
那我们家的后面有一条小河。
So there's a creek behind our house.
啊，小时候常在那里游泳。
A lot of when I was small, we would swim.
所以我每一次回去一定要去那边。
So every time I go back, I have to go there.
我们的房子呢，已经别人在住了。
So our house are owned by other people.
我就到河边走的时候呢，就碰到一个老人家，眼睛不太清楚了。我就跟他聊天。
So, while I was walking along the creek, and then I saw this old man, and he's blind.
Semi-blind.
Almost blind. Yeah.
他就在放眼，我看着他像我小学的老师。
And I look at him. Oh, he looks like my teacher from my elementary school.
我说你是不是王天昌老师啊
？So I asked him, "Are you Mr. 王天昌?"
哎呀，老师
，teacher,
我的老师。他说你是谁啊
？And he said, "Oh, who are you?"
我说我是你的学生王炳，记得吗
？I told him that I am your student, Wang Bing. Do you remember me?
他说我当然记得了，你是属蛇的。我说
，And he said, "Yes, I remember you. You were born in the year of the snake."
我说我的天哪，这个老师，当然我也是个好学生，他可能记得我。他记得我是属蛇的，你看，哎呀，我心里面特感动。我说这个老师，我可得给不知道给他什么好处，没有几个人记得我，对不对？过了几十年，我都30多岁了，对不对？他还记得我是属蛇的。
I was really touched because he even remembers the year that I was born. He knows that I was born in the year of snake, so I was really touched by him.
我说我唯一要给他的就是耶稣。
So I was telling myself the only thing I can ever give to him is.
我就给他简单的讲，我信耶稣。耶稣是怎么回事情十字架上舍罪就简单的给他讲
So I was telling him about Jesus and how he died for us on the cross
我讲嘛我说你要不要信啊
And after I finished I asked him do you want to believe
他说你信的我就信
He said I will believe whatever you believe
哎呀我感动得不得了立刻给他按手就祷告解释
I was so touched and immediately I lay hands on him and pray
他说你信的我就信
He said I believe whatever you believe
那叫蒙福
And he was blessed
所以呢这个地方呢人的一个条件他就要越简单越好
So as a human requirement the only requirement for man is to be simple enough to receive
那其实我们不简单复杂也没问题，对神来说也没问题。
So even if we are very complicated to God, it's not a problem.
但是呢，我们有一个愿意寻求的心。
But we need to have a heart that willing to, you know, find out the truth.
神就会接着做下去。
And God will continue to do this.
那这里我特别的要给大家分享的呢，就是我们再次的回到圣经里面去看呢，就是说，我们耶稣在十字架上做成的大功是完全的。
So we have to go back to the Bible and see that.Whatever Jesus have accomplished on the cross is done, is finished for us.
所以我们信的信息就要信这一个完成的大功的信息。
So the message we believe, we have to believe it as a complete message done.
那我们传讲的信息也是这样一个信息。
And the message that we proclaim is also the same message.
我们看到人的时候要知道他是洁净的，他只需要知道他已经洁净了。
So when we see a person that we know that he has already been cleansed, we need to tell him that he has already been cleansed.
就像一个囚犯一样，他大赦令已经签了，但是他必须要知道这个令已经签了。
So just as a prisoner, he only has to know that the paper has been signed, he's set free.
这是一个大好的消息
so
所以我们就传讲这样的消息
So it's a great news We have to proclaim the news
听见的人信的就这样得到这样的福分
So those who listen and believe He will receive the blessings And God is with them
感谢主我们先做个祷告以后呢有时候回应的诗歌完了大家再来可以有一些分享回应
So praise the Lord We will pray And after that we will have a worship To correspond to the message
好，我们大家来起立。
So let's us arise and.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we praise you.
你说生所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。
So God has cleansed; you cannot treat them as unclean.
主啊，因为你已经洁净了。
Because you have cleansed us.
其实今天你不但接近了犹太人，接近了我们这些信主的基督徒。
So not only you have cleansed the Jews, not only you have cleansed us as a believer.
其实你已经在十字架上已经完全接近了全人类。
But actually on the cross, you have cleansed all humankind, all mankind.
但是你要我们去传讲这样的信息。
But you want us to proclaim this news.
主啊，我们因着信今天来到你的跟前，得到这样的福分。
But because we believe, we come before you and receive this kind of blessing.
主啊，你要我们今天也同样去传讲这样一个信息，他们已经被赦免了。
So help us to proclaim the news today, so that they have all been set free.
他们已经得洁净了。
They have all been cleansed.
哦，他们的罪不再记在账上了。
Oh, their sins will not be recorded in the books.
但是信的人就有福了。
神啊，
是的，主，你再次来更新我们的思想和意念。
Once again, renew our minds and our thoughts.
当我们看人的时候，看弟兄姐妹的时候，用这样一个眼光来看，就是已经洁净了。
So when we look at people, look at our brother sister, we will see them as cleansed vessels.
当我们宣讲这个信息的时候，福音的时候，这个好消息的时候，也是这样的一个眼光，他们已经被洁净了。
So when we proclaim the good news to other people, we will also have the same mindset that they have been cleansed.
主啊，我们因此像保罗一样，为此来奔跑。
So because of that, we will also run like our apostle Paul.
主啊，首先我们今天相信，因着耶稣基督，你的圣灵已经充满了我们。
So today we believe that because the blood of Jesus Christ, we have.Been filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们带着这样的信心，带着这样的能力往前走。
So we will move forward with this kind of faith and this kind of powerness.
主啊，是的，主，主啊，是的，主，你所有的这个能力也已经赐给我们了。
You have given us all your powers, Lord.
是的，主，我们再次的来承担这样一个使命，去传讲这样的好消息。
And once again, we are commissioned to preach the good news.
是多少的人在痛苦和挣扎里面、破碎里面。
So how many people have been struggling in their sins?
因为不知道他们的罪已经得到了赦免。
Because they do not know that their sins have been all paid off.
他们不知道他们旁边那个人的罪也得到了赦免。
They did not know the person next to him, their sins are also been paid off.
他不知道他的太太是洁净的。
They didn't know that the wife is his wife is.Cleansed.
还不知道她的丈夫是洁净的。
And she doesn't know her husband is cleansed.
她需要知道她的儿女都是洁净的。
And they need to know that all their children are cleansed.
只要来信耶稣基督。
As long as they come and believe in Jesus Christ.
感谢主，赞美主。
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
主，我们再次的说，你的圣灵来大大的充满我们每一位。
Once again, we say that may your Holy Spirit come and fill each one of us.
哈巴，这个来，上到了哈，这个来，上到了哈巴，巴巴，
哎，
个
嘞，这个。
充满我们，哈利路亚！
哈利路亚！
是的，主，我们带着你的能力是往前走。
So we will move forward with your power, Lord.